tell you what, it never fails to amaze me how Southern Audio does this thing. These guys have work hard. Yeah, they do. They work hard for you. If you like the sound of what's going on this weekend all over the grounds, give them a hand if you would. They work very, very hard. I don't know if you had a chance to see while you were waiting. They actually, and I had, don't, this may be new this year, but they actually running vacuum cleaner up here to make sure the stage is swept clean, and changing the set. The furniture gets rearranged, and they do it in 10 or 15 minutes. It's just great. Welcome, Delfest 6, 2013. You all ready and have a good time so far? I hope so. This has been a great festival so far. I tell you, I think the first time I had a chance to see Sarah was last year. Remember right after Earl Scruggs died, Vince Gill put together an all-star bluegrass band and did about 15 club dates. And I had a chance to see when Vince Gill had his bluegrass band at the Birchmere in Alexandria, and Sarah was out in front of that, and just an incredible show. We're in for a real treat. You're here at the Meadow. Make your way in here and get yourself comfortable. if you're listening to us on Del Wave Radio 90.1, you can listen as long as you want, then get back over here. Sarah grew up in Wimberley, Texas, when she was 9 years old. She received a mandolin as a gift for Christmas, and weekly jam sessions in her hometown helped her learn the mandolin. She also picked up the clawhammer banjo and the guitar along the way, and then she started traveling the local festival circuit. Eventually, in the summer of 2007, after a debut set at Telluride, accepted an offer from Sugar Hill Records to record some songs in Nashville. At the age of 16, she signed a record contract, and she's toured the UK and Canada, performed in the BBC, and also had a little PBS show called Austin City Limits. Just this month, I guess just last week, she graduated from the New England Conservatory in Boston with a degree in contemporary improvisation. She plays enough instruments to be a one-woman string band. You know, her songwriting and performance transcends the boundaries between folk and pop, old-timey ballads, modern musical sensibilities. First two records each have earned Grammy and Americana Music Association nominations. She's won 4 Austin Music Awards. It is with pleasure that we welcome for the first time to the Delfest stage Sugar Hill recording artist Sarah DeRose.
Today. We're so stoked to be here at Delfest. We're really excited for the wonderful day of music ahead.
Of you, do you hope for things most Thank you.
This is my first ever time to Cumberland, Maryland, and it is beautiful. And y'all are beautiful. What more is there not to love about this day? It's just amazing. Anyways, those were a couple of songs from my very first album that we just played from you, and now I'll play some from my last one that actually came out almost exactly 2 years ago. It's hard to believe that much time has passed. But this is one from that record called Follow Me Down, and this is Come Around. Just when you start to look away, and I don't know what I should say, can't distinguish night from day, then you come around. Just when things are looking down, and everybody's wearing frowns, the king went and misplaced his crown, but it'll come around.
With you.
Tim O'Brien fans in the audience? Yeah, I thought so. Well, he's one of our favorites, and we're gonna play a couple of instrumentals of his for you now. A little medley. The first is called Land's End, and the second, Chase and Talon. Feel free to dance if you want to, you know.
Thank you.
See so many beautiful smiling faces. It just makes my day, I tell ya. Also, how stoked are we all to be here celebrating the amazing man and legend that is Del McCurry? I've grown up listening to him for as long as I can remember, and I just can't believe that we're here at Del Fest. And it's awesome. Bob Dylan song, you guys. This is a one that I recorded on my last CD, and it's one of my favorites of his. It's called Ring Them Bells. Sacred cow. chose the few who'll judge the many when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time to fly. When the shell cries, when the innocents die. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies of bloom. Fighting is strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong. I'd like to take a second to introduce these guys up here playing with me. They're truly amazing, some of my favorite musicians in the world. Over here on cello, all the way from Brandon, Mississippi, but he just moved to Nashville, Tennessee, which is very exciting. You can also hear him play with Natalie McMaster and Jeremy Kittle. Give it up for Nathaniel Smith. Over here on the fiddle, originally from Corvallis, Oregon. He's been living in Boston the past 4 years, and he just got his artist diploma from the Berklee College of Music, folks. So, congrats, Alex. Give it up for Alex Hargraves. Play this Joanna Newsom song that I actually learned from Aoife O'Donovan, who's playing tomorrow, which is very awesome. And it's called The Book of Ride On. Thank you.
is not distract. And even when you run through my mind, something else is in front or behind. And I don't have to remind you to stick with your kind.
I'm finishing up work on my third CD currently, and be looking for that in September sometime. There's not an official release date yet, but that last song that we just did will be on there, and this next one that we're about to do will be as well. It's a brand new banjo song of mine. It's called Fuel the Fire. mention that we'll be playing a short set after this, a workshop rather, at the Music Hall from 3 to 4. Yeah, and that should be really fun too. It's just going to be a good day, full of music. Thank you.
challenge the deepest seas with a
slightly creepy on you just for a minute, if that's okay. This is a tune by one of my favorite writers, Colin Molloy, from The Decemberists. And unfortunately, it's about a true story of the Shankill Butchers.
Tonight, you better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows, if you don't mind your mother's words, oh, wicked. Blow your ribbons from your curls. Everybody move, everybody shine. Shankill butchers wanna catch you away. Like me and you, they used to be sweet little boys, but something went horribly askew. Now killing is their only source of joy, 'cause everybody knows, if you don't thank you. their lives. Cause everybody knows if you don't. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Well, we like to call this guy over here Old Smitty. And I thought that would be a good name for a tune. So that's what we're going to play for you now. We've got one more tune for you today, and then Noam Bukelny and his amazing band are up here. Can't wait for that. It's going to be amazing. But I just want to thank everyone here at Delfest, all the sound people for doing an amazing job. It's really a joy to get to be a part of this awesome festival. And thank you guys for coming and listening to us. Y'all are awesome. And give it up one more time for Alex Hargraves and Nathaniel Smith. We'll leave you with this song from my last CD. It's inspired by an Edgar Allan Poe poem, and it's called Annabel Lee.
Trouble her mind, but to love me, love by me.
Thank you.
Sugar Hill recording artist Sarah Jerome. Would y'all like to hear at least one more song? Do we have time for one more song? Would you guys do one more? Thank you so much. This is Working Out, Sarah Jerome.
Thank you guys. We'll do one that you guys can sing along to. How about a great Tom Waits song called Come On Up to the House? And I want to hear your voices loud and clear. I know you've already been, I can see some of you singing along out there, so raise your voices. Thanks again, you guys. This has been super fun. And maybe we'll see some of you over at the music hall at 3. Storming, you can't find a board.
First appearance here at Delfest. Yeah, you guys have been great too. Put your hands together and say thank you one more time if you would. Sarah will be doing a performance at the Delfest Music Hall at 3 o'clock, and that performance will be, it's entitled Behind the Music, and they'll be performing and also talking a bit about the music and also have a chance to kind of be up close and personal with them. Some merchandise available over at the Delforium.